For our next guest, so happy to welcome Townsville born and raised country rising star Josie on air tonight upon the release of her third single, Our Place. Welcome, Josie, to The Hoist.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
No, so good to have you here, Josie.
We're really excited to play your brand new song, Our Place, on the show tonight. It's a song that's about a true ode to backyard gads at mum's and dad's place, I've read. What was the kind of, a bit more on the story behind the track?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've just come off the back of kind of a slower, more heartfelt song. So it's definitely a big switch up. But I've always wanted to have, you know, this party anthem. But I think I've kind of solidified myself in the industry as someone who's got a bit of, you know, grit about them. I'm genuine, authentic, all that stuff. I want to have a bit of character. So I knew that, like, I couldn't just put out a party track that was, you know, just drink beer and have fun. It needed to have a bit more substance to it. So I was like, well, look, I've had quite the backyard party here at our place. And yeah, everyone knows that this is the place to be. So that's kind of what started it, is I knew that this... there was plenty of inspiration here. And then I was like, okay, well, what are some quirky little things that we'd get up to? You know, dad cooking up all the feeds, and like, that's no word of a lie. He is a proper chef, like, just about. If he wasn't a truck driver, he'd probably be cooking. And mum cranking up prunes, yelling at the boys for, you know, tearing up the lawn, like just all those little things that I wanted to add in there. And I'm so proud of how it came out, because I think it really just nodded to the parties here in the Josie way, which is, love it.
It's amazing. Yeah. And I feel like that's definitely something that a lot of people in Australia can kind of relate with, that classic house party. Even in this economy, it's sometimes just more fun to be at home with your mates.
Exactly. Keeping it simple and having family around.
This economy. I mean, can we afford to go out? No, we can't.
No, we
We're 20.
And you were saying before, like, this on the back of your previous single, which definitely has those deeper things. Do you want to tell us a bit about that recent release as well, Josie?
Yeah, absolutely. So my single before this one is called Freight Man. It's co-written with Golden Guitar winner Travis Collins, which was a whole nother story in itself. So exciting to have, you know, written the song with him. But it's all about my childhood growing up driving around in a road train with my dad. And I thought it was a pretty unique childhood experience. Turns out after releasing this, no, it's not. There's so many people that can relate that have reached out to me. And I mean, it's hit audiences that I never thought it would. It's got 500,000 streams. I'm just like, it's blown me away. And I never thought that it was going to hit the people that it did. I thought, you know, just look at me, little quirky kid driving around in a road train with my dad as a kid and growing up on, you know, servo food and, you know, experiencing life out on a station from, you know, a back stand. But turns out so many other people that have also had that experience that have connected to my song or, you know, something similar. And it's absolutely blown me away. But that song's really done so much for me, and I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah, so nice that the song is able to have that connection with your audience. And as you say, having people sort of chiming in and relating to it is really, really beautiful. And it seems like that track and also Our Place, the new single, are really giving an insight into country life and a bit of your experience living in rural Australia, which I think a lot of people in the cities might not understand. So it's great to sort of see that, bridge the difference between city slickers and country folks.
Yeah, 100%.
That's it.
So nice. And speaking of country music, it's a bit of a big time for country music at the moment. Like, Beyonce's just dropped a country inspired album. Miley Cyrus is a huge hit on the radio. You were saying the reception's been really good for your last track, but hopefully also Our Place. How has that sort of reception changed over time, do you think? And do you think your audience has changed? Have you had sort of different people reaching out and responding to your music?
Oh, absolutely. And I have to thank TikTok for a lot of my success. And I think that's another big thing in the whole change of the scene is, it's becoming mainstream. You know, you're hearing country on mainstream radio, and it's the coolest thing ever. I mean, as someone who's loved country music ever since I was a kid, driving around in the truck with dad, we were listening to country music. And I had my next song coming out, the very first line of the song, it's back at school, they hated who I was because I have a little bit of country in my blood. And it's so true, because I grew up, you know, listening to country music, playing it at school And kids would genuinely bully you at school for liking country. Now all of a sudden it's a trend. And it's that blows me away. I'm here for it. I love it. And I'm so grateful that it's become a trend, because it means, you know, it's a promising future for me. People are loving country music and that's where I'm at. But it's also, I can't help but laugh because of, you know, sitting back going, well, you know, you guys actually kind of had a dig at me back in the day. And now all of a sudden you want to listen to Morgan Wallen? All right, then.
Yeah, it's
crazy. But TikTok has been a great platform for spreading the word, spreading the, you know, the songs and all of that. And I think a platform has got such a wide variety of people and interests across it. Like, yeah, it's the potential to reach so many people is there. And I've been very grateful to be able to use it.
Definitely. And it is crazy how the tides kind of change like that. But really, like, happy for you in this amazing time. And I love the new singles. Another thing that I kind of noticed in the Our Place kind of album art was those incredible lightning boots of yours. Mm. Are they, like, the standout of your collection? Yeah, tell us about those boots.
Absolutely they are. They are the standout. And I wore them... When did I wear them? I wore them first for my show in Tamworth, supporting Lane Pittman, which was a sold out show. So cool. And I was like, okay, these are the boots. Like, I didn't even know what else can top this. And I'm not even joking. They cost me like $90. But I literally was like, okay, well, yeah, these are the boots. And then I wore them for my first big festival a couple weekends ago. And I got so many compliments, and I was like, this is great. This is me now. I am the Orange Lightning Boots. And it's kind of my image now. So I'm like, geez, now I need to find some more cool ones, because I can't exactly keep wearing these at every single event I do.
No,
but they are sitting proudly as the best in the collection.
Love it. And as you said, that was the performance you had at Country Fest, was that right? With on stage with James Johnston. How was that experience?
It was the coolest moment of my life. Like, truly, I've never been in, like, so in awe. I just sitting side stage with, like, the in-ears in, waiting to go on, and, like, hearing his whole, like, production come to life, and just seeing it from that point of view, I was like, wow, this is so inspiring. And, you know, James is an artist that I've looked up to for a while now, and being able to perform with him was just, yeah, a dream come true. I'd kind of been manifesting it. I was like, I would love to sing same songs with James one day. Mm. So when he sent me a message, I was kind of like, yep, I put this in the universe. I like, it was really cool. And yeah, one of the best moments, being able to, like, you know, perform to his crowd and just go out on that stage and feel that crowd energy. Phenomenal. Mm. Like, can't match it.
I love it. I can imagine it would have felt like very warm and welcome up there on stage with James.
Yeah, so cool. Loved it.
And
such
you've got
a milestone.
Yeah, and you've got some more tour as well coming up, I think, around Queensland. What's in store for these upcoming shows?
Yeah, so I've got my next I've got a few shows coming up. I've got Julia Creek Dirt and Dust Festival, but it's not really the festival, it's like the races in conjunction with the festival, and that's next weekend on the 20th of April out of Julia Creek, which is like in the middle of Queensland. And then I've got, what's after this? Oh, yeah. And then the weekend after that, I'm supporting Wade Forster, who is our Toyota Star Maker winner for this year. He's doing a show, headline show here in Townsville. So I'm supporting him on the 27th. And then fast forward to July, July 6th, I'm playing at the very first Lasso Country Music Festival, which is just south of Brizzy.
Wow.
And then I'm playing at the Bulya Camel Races on the 12th to the 14th of July. So the schedule's starting to fill up, which is really exciting. This is exactly what I've been, you know, hoping for, to get out and play some shows. I know everything's kind of been in Queensland at the moment, so I'm hoping I can push out of Queensland and go and venture south. But for now, I'm so stoked that I'm getting these shows and being able to share the Josie tunes with everyone.
Yeah, good,
so
a bit of
good.
Josie around the country. Love
yeah,
that.
Great to hear what's coming up, and hopefully some bigger shows coming up as well, like international or even also around Australia for you. We might give it the last question for you now, Josie, before we play the new track, Our Place. Just wanted to know sort of what kind of environment or activity do you think pairs well with your music, and what should people visualize as they listen to your music?
I mean, the Our Place track definitely visualizes the Bogan backyard parties, but I think my whole image at the moment is really centered around truckers and truck drivers just keeping the world going around. So I mean, keep that in mind. And the next song is very much so a bit of a truckin' one as well. It's a kind of a sequel to Freight Man. So yeah,
Beautiful,
cool
man.
stuff coming. I'm back in the studio in the middle of the year as well. So new music. I'm sure there'll be plenty of activities to visualize.
Beautiful. And we're so glad to have you on the show with us, Josie. And super excited for what's to come in the future. If you want to check out Josie on socials, it's at Josie Official, if I'm correct.
Yeah, with two L's on the end. Someone
Perfect.
spelled the one with one L, so two L's and you'll find me.
Official double L. And this track, Our Place, be sure to keep it for your next backyard gather. On the hoist, this is Josie.